Halloween breakfast. The hotel element is close to the Miami International Airport. Their standard room has a refrigerator, color flat-screen TV, acceptable Wi-Fi, hot and cold running water, a door that locks, a clean bathroom, clean sheets, and especially important in Florida, air conditioning. I don't see ghosts and goblins running the halls, but Halloween is coming towards us right on schedule. I take an elevator up, slip my plastic card key into the hotel room door handle and let myself in, test the bed, get horizontal and slip into a car chase dream on a twisted road to Uruguay, across a world map like the one on the first page of Scott Trek's. The next morning for breakfast, us hotel guests are greeted by a diminutive she-devil with horns who's busy making sure we have our drinks, muffins, breakfast sandwiches, and sweet rolls. Even in hell, you have to eat. She poses for me and wants to change back into her cute red devil shoes for my snapshot. I tell her I'm okay with her, the way she is, part in our world and part in her demon world. I get a few more scary Halloween photos after breakfast of two hotel desk clerks who are dressed to kill. Both of them suggest I visit South Beach, since my rescheduled flight leaves late tonight and I have time on my hands. Gods and demons, or fate if you prefer, is always part of a traveler's life. I let the killer girls call me a taxi. No respected travel blogger would pass up a chance to go to South Beach.